Welcome back to Bubblegum Kim Podcast. My name is Kimberly Andrus, and joining me today is Heather Mariana of Beauty Kitchen Boutique.
Yes, Beauty Kitchen. Beauty Kitchen Boutique is where we're at now.
I know. Yay. I'm so excited. This is actually so cute. My first time ever coming to the store.
Well, I'm really happy you're here. Yeah. And I'm going to load you up with tons of products to take home. So, yeah. Of course.
I'm really excited to talk about all these products as well.
Yeah, you can't come to the candy store and take candy home. Not take candy home.
So I'm excited to try them too. So why don't we get started and talk about some of the top seller items here.
Oh, we have a customer that just came in. Hi.
Hi.
We're never busy, so we're doing a podcast here. Huh. No, it's okay. We can keep going. You want to say hi, Jen?
Hi.
It makes it fun, right?
Yeah.
Hi.
Jen's amazing. She sells Monet here in town.
Ooh,
yeah,
nice.
I'm going to try her face washes, so I'm really excited.
Oh, I didn't know Monet had face washes.
They just came out.
Nice. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't we get started with and talking about some of the top selling items here?
Okay, so I think this summer our body sprays are great.
Okay.
And
what does that consist of? Is it like facial sprays?
Just a body spray and a facial and our facial toner.
Okay.
So like I would say our cucumber toner is really good. It's pure cucumber hydrosol.
Okay.
Rose water.
Rose water is so
fun. So our rose water is really amazing. It's pure rose water. The thing that I like about our rose water is the fact that it is just so natural, and it's actually just pure rose water. So if you go, and I'm not going to name brand names, but like if you go to other stores and you buy rose water and you spray it, it smells like rose fragrance.
Okay,
you
can see that.
Definitely see a difference between a pure rose water and one that's like, you know, scented rose water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like they just took water and put rose scent in it, you know?
And how is that made then?
It's made through a distill process where they steam the leaves. You can also make it from boiling.
Okay.
Yeah, but we get our rose water from Lebanon and Bulgaria, and then it's just mixed together. So we have, like, the best blend, and I really love it.
Okay, so are these roses?
Pure roses, that's
it. They're, like, sent here, or the rose water?
Just the water. Yeah,
okay.
So we
I love that.
Yeah, we make all of our products from all natural ingredients, and all of our wholesalers that we buy stuff from, they get all their stuff free trade from America, like all over the world.
Yeah.
So the shea butter comes from Ghana, the rose water comes from Bulgaria or Lebanon or whatever, and it's just stuff from all around the world, like the most natural product. Like our clay and our mud comes from Morocco and all kinds of cool
stuff.
I think
that's really good to know, too, because I feel like a lot of people are transitioning into natural products.
Yes, as they should.
Like, right. It's so important to know what you're putting on your face and making sure everything is organic.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
So how did Beauty Kitchen all begin?
Well, I moved to Vegas in, oh my gosh, Jitsi, what year is it? Oh my God.
It's 2019. Welcome to 2019.
Oh, I know, right? I've been here like 9 years, 8 years. So it was like 7 years ago I started the company. So it was late. Let's see, seven. Yeah.
And you started it in Vegas.
Yeah, I started it in late 2013. So however many years is that? And then I'm not good at math unless I know how many masks you sold, then I can tell you immediately. So, so I started the company because I had decided to no longer work with my corporate job that brought me here. I got paid really well, but it was just not for me. And so I just asked all of my friends, what do you think I should do? Like,
yeah.
What do you think? Like, come on. Like, you've known me. I've been a serial entrepreneur. What should my next move be?
And have you always been obsessed with, like, beauty products?
And I've been making products since I was, like, 15.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So my own stuff. So all of my girls, hands down, were like, you need to make these products. You know what the heck to put in. Mm-hmm. You know all about essential oils, all this stuff. So I just became a certified herbalist, and I just dove in, and I started a YouTube channel, and the rest is history. You know, we started with one little – I started my garage, then I got my first little warehouse, and I now I have three and a shipping warehouse and two stores, and – you know, hopefully going to be opening the store in Tivoli soon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's so going to be really exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited.
How? Okay, so you said you have an herbal...
Herbalist. Yeah. What certified. Is that? So that just means that I have passed all certifications to know everything about essential oils and herbs and how to mix them properly and what's going to work for skin conditions or ailments. I'm working a lot right now with herbs for pain.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be working on a CBD line for pain. So okay. I'm really excited about that.
And when is that being launched?
I actually just got the CBD. They just sent me tracking for it today. So ASAP.
That's really exciting. Yeah, and, I'm excited. So you said a lot of your products are actually made here in Vegas, correct?
Yes. They are made in Boulder City. Mm-hmm. We have basically this whole building on Industrial Road where we do all of our shipping. And then we have three parts of the building, about 6,000 square feet total. And then we do all of our making and shipping from there. And then I have the store here, my office here, and then the store inside Drop Sauna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then how long is the process to, like, make these products?
Actually, I'm really, really good at it. I've been doing it for years. I just literally made a brand new Halloween makeup remover that we're going to do, like, free gift with purchase. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be promoting on Channel 3 on Halloween. Okay. And it took me 5 minutes.
To make? Or yeah. to, like...
Oh, to wow. make it. Yeah, because I have all of my bases already made. Yeah. Like, I go in and, like, I know, like, oh, we only have 15 gallons of lotion base. And so mm-hmm. I'll go in and I'll just jam out to the radio and I can make all my bases in, like, a day or two.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I just stay on top of what's made because everything is made so fresh
mm-hmm.
that I don't want to just make, like, 100 gallons of something because what if it doesn't sell?
Right.
Right?
And, like, so obviously, the shelf life isn't going to last as long.
Yes. So I like to do, like, 5 gallons at a time, mm-hmm. up to 25 gallons, and then we'll see how it goes. And if I have to go there at 10 o'clock at night to make more, I will.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is, like, really interesting.
Yeah, I just like everything super fresh.
Yeah, and how do you even know how to, like, come up with these, like, concoctions?
I don't – honestly, that's so funny that you even say that because I don't even know.
Oh, my God.
I literally just – because, like, everything – I'm like, okay, so I start my process is I'll say – I'll look at my skin. Like,
yeah.
I was really dry or – recently, and I even got, like, a facial with mm-hmm. my friend Peggy at Simply yeah. Radiant. Do you know her?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's good. Have you gone to her?
I haven't yet.
You need to.
Okay.
Yeah, she'll hook you up, too. She's great. So I went and got a facial, and then I went and got an IV, and I was like, why am I so dry? And I mean, obviously, I think it was stress and, like, mm-hmm. lack of water and just, you know, working out, not replenishing my body. So I...
like, the dry weather here in Vegas.
Yeah, so
as well.
I was, like... Googling best ingredients natural for dry skin.
Yeah.
So I just made this and I haven't released it yet, but it's like this mushroom. It's got like mushroom essential, like mushroom, like extract. I mean, water serum.
Mm-hmm.
And so I used it for 3 weeks and my skin's never looked better. So now I'm going to release it.
Oh, nice. And yeah. obviously a lot of the products that you make, do you try it on yourself first?
I do, and I give it to other people. Yeah, we don't test on animals, obviously. Cruelty free. And we have a lot of vegan options too. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our products, I mean, I'd say like 90% are vegan. I mean, we do have a honey mask, and then we do have a couple things that have beeswax in mm-hmm. them, but most of the stuff is vegan too, so that's great.
Okay. I want to talk about some of the masks.
Yeah,
I feel like
yeah.
that is probably one of your most popular items here.
Yeah. So, hey, Riley. Hi. Can you give me that bag that Michelle brought her? So let's just make it like, you know what I mean? I
yeah.
love this. Like when I did the, we were just like, hey, hey, hey. Okay. So let's go through the stuff that I'm going to hook you up with. Okay?
Okay, cool.
Okay. So first the fall bundle.
I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, do you want to give her the testers so she can smell everything? So, because I don't want to deconstruct yours and open it up.
Thank you. You're so thoughtful.
So, this is the pumpkin pie Scrub. Yeah, it's so legit. It's my favorite.
I'm actually really obsessed with the scrubs that you have here. I have the skin polish, and then I have that papaya, mango papaya scrub.
Yeah.
I am obsessed with it. Okay, my skin has never felt
up with more ever, stuff. Yeah. So pumpkin spice, smell this. It's like literally one of my favorites. It has crushed pumpkin seeds in it. It has nutmeg in it. It's so good.
Yeah, that smells really good.
Yeah, yeah. And then we have
I love that a lot.
A lot of people are obsessing over the pumpkin pie, pumpkin pecan waffle, I mean spray.
Yeah.
It's really
good. It smells just like fall.
Yeah, it's good. And you know what I love about our sprays is you can put them in your hair. You can do and I used to like to use it for when my hair is kind of staticky.
Okay.
And then this is the pumpkin pecan latte lotion. Who doesn't love
I love that
latte in the fall? And then in that bundle as well, you're going to get the pumpkin mask, which is full of AHAs and so many enzymes. And so it's really good. It's going to give you a light peel. It's actually one step below what they use at the spas.
Okay.
Yeah. So ours is, I think, what is it, Riley? Like $26.50 or $22.50 or something for the price.
Oh,
but
okay.
They're using stuff at the spas that is only one step above ours, and they're charging you like $150.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like you can get three or four pumpkin facials out of this. $22. Yeah. And you're gonna save a lot of money, and you could do it in your own house.
This is such like a popular item too. I feel like pumpkin masks. And like, what exactly does it do? I know it's supposed to help with like acne, correct?
It does help with acne a little bit, but it helps get all that dead skin off. You know how people are doing the dermaplane stuff, so it'll get all that surface dead skin off. It's gonna get like fruit acids like into your skin. It's gonna help plump and tighten. It's really, really good.
Oh wow, I didn't know. Yeah, so you get that in there too.
And then of course we just give you like a ton of scrubs.
Yes, I'm excited for those.
And then this is a really popular item right now.
What is that?
Pumpkin spice latte bath bomb.
Oh my gosh, you guys, it is so cute. It's literally in like a little Starbucks cup.
I know. I wish that I know. I kind of copied it, but you know.
No, oh my god, no, I love it.
And then of course, and then we give you the whole vitamin C line.
Oh, nice.
This has a citrine crystal in it, which is really nice, and so does the
what
eye
is that?
Cream. Well, I will let you know.
Like, what exactly does a crystal
citrine
do?
This is what the label says, just for the listeners. Citrine is also known as a light maker, illuminates positivity, joy, and a vibrant energy.
Ooh.
Yeah, so this is really good, and this is pure vitamin C.
Ooh, I love that.
Same with that. And then you've got bath soaks here, so you can relax before you have your big pageant and interview days. Rose water, bug spray. A couple masks. I love this rose geranium gel mask.
Okay.
We've got the vitamin C facial serum, after sun spray so you don't get red before you go on stage.
Okay.
So anytime you're out, just, you know, put that on there.
I really like this. I don't think I've ever used like an after sun spray.
Oh, it's perfect. It's pure aloe. It reduces redness. It legitimately will turn your redness into tan.
Really?
Well, you have olive skin like me,
yeah,
so we're good.
Skin.
But we do get a little red sometimes, like in the shoulder, you know, so it's good, and then you don't peel.
And is that good to use on your face?
Yes, it is. It's 100% aloe.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I recently went to one of your lip scrub events.
Yes.
I love, and it's so funny because a ton of people have been asking me a lot of questions about, like, the lip scrubs and if you're going to be having any other lip scrub events. So I want to talk about that because you have all of the essential oil flavors that you have.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my favorite ones was the pear.
Oh,
coconut.
The pear. Yeah, yes, that was good.
That was
my
favorite one.
Yeah.
So
my friend Vivian loved that. She put like a little bit of watermelon with it, I think, or something. It was good. Yeah.
I like that. So I see all of your essential oils right here on the wall. Are all of these made by Beauty Kitchen?
No, we buy all of our essential oils from different wholesalers. So if we do a lip scrub event, we do organic flavorings, and then we use doTERRA. I'm sure you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Oils, because I completely trust doTERRA. I know that all the stuff's ingestible. Mm-hmm. It's really good stuff. So we'll use that for like a lemon scrub or like a lavender lip scrub. We put some of that in there as well as an organic flavoring. As far as our next event goes, we have one November 2nd. It drops on it in Henderson.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is that like another lip scrub?
So what it is $25 uh-huh. and you get a sauna that you can use at any time.
Okay.
And you get our new cranberry lip scrub.
Ooh.
That we did for the holiday season, which is so great. I did crushed cranberry, organic cranberries in there.
Inside the scrub.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
With pumpkin seed, crushed. Cranberry flavoring, brown sugar. It's just so good. Pumpkin seed oil.
It sounds like very
you
tasteful.
You can literally eat it. It's totally fine. Yeah. So that is our kind of fall lip scrub. So you mm-hmm. get that. And then you also get to make a pumpkin hair mask.
Ooh.
We're going to show everyone how to make a pumpkin hair mask. And then you get to take that free with any purchase.
And you can put pumpkin in your hair.
It is amazing. It will make your hair soft, silky, conditioned. Do some pumpkin puree
uh-huh.
and some coconut oil and call it a day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you should try it.
I had no idea.
It'll make your hair plump. Especially you and I have like the same kind of hair, like thick yeah. hair. So it really does make a difference.
Okay, I have frizzy hair too. Is that going to help with that?
Yes, it will.
Ooh.
Yeah, and so will our sprays.
Oh, wow. Do you have any other like hair masks that you have?
I was doing a rosemary hair mask for a while, but I really got hooked on like a certain hair company.
Yeah.
And you know, I feel like everybody loves their certain hair stuff. So I don't want to waste too much of my time with hair stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's kind of like, you know, I think skincare people are willing to try new things.
Absolutely.
I think hair, like I have my favorite toothpaste. What do you use?
What do I use?
How do you not know what toothpaste you use?
I know. I like have a brain fart.
Can you I name use Tom's sea salt.
Okay, I don't.
Or Hello Fresh Mint only. And if anybody brings anything else into my house, I freak out.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, do you mind?
Do you
naming
use like
all the
Optic
toothpaste?
White?
No.
What does this container look like?
It's like white and blue.
Crest?
And no, I use Sensodyne.
Sensodyne. Okay.
That's so funny because I just bought another tube the other day and I completely forgot.
Yeah, I feel like everybody has their certain, hair stuff, toothpaste, like certain chapstick. That's why I didn't go crazy. I love our lip balms and uh-huh. they're the best and everyone converts, you know, from Burt Bees once they use ours. But everybody has their own certain stitch, mm-hmm. you know, in certain things. So I try to keep it like skincare.
Yeah. And I feel like you said, like skincare is one of the things that people are more willing and open to try.
Yes.
Which is, it's
especially
so true.
Like, especially with our stuff because it's all natural. So mm-hmm. why not try it?
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And then do you have any like body masks or anything?
We do
of that
not
nature?
Have body masks, but I am working on a leg mask.
Ooh, what is that?
Like a leg mask that you can shave with.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm working on foaming facial washes right now.
Okay.
Yeah, which I'm really obsessed with those because I did try. I don't mind mentioning other brands because everyone's like, why would you mention other? But I loved like the Kylie Jenner freaking foaming wash.
Her skincare?
Yeah, it was legit. I didn't like the other stuff because I'm a skincare guru, but mm-hmm. but that foaming face wash was so legit, and I'm going to copy
it.
Like?
What did you like about it?
Thanks for listing your ingredients, Kylie. No.
What did you like about it, though?
You didn't need to use a lot. It cleaned your face. It took mm-hmm. your makeup off. I use coconut oil, though, to remove my eye makeup.
Oh, okay.
And then after that, I'll use a regular face wash. So, I just really liked it. I thought it was really good.
Yeah. I haven't tried her line. I'm actually kind of scared to try her.
I mean, if you do anything, just try the face wash.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
That's why I'm excited about trying Jen that was just here, like her Monet face wash, you know, because, I mean, I haven't perfected my face wash game yet.
Yeah. You're still searching.
I'm still trying it out.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Well, maybe you should make one here other than the foam one.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I've got all the ingredients on order and after Halloween, I'm going to work on it for a couple weeks because it does take a lot longer than people think to like really perfect a formula.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Weeks. Oh, sometimes months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you do everything by yourself.
Yes. I have to do samples and you have to make sure like when I'm doing the CBD stuff mm-hmm. I'm working on right now. I had to talk to a chemist for 3 hours last week to figure out how to turn a powder isolate into a a liquid form. Mm-hmm. And then when you do CBD in products, you have to have a water-soluble ingredient. I mean, there's a lot of things that people don't understand.
Yeah.
I know. Like, you don't just pour CBD in a thing and stir it up. Like, I wish it was that easy.
Honestly, that's exactly what I thought that was the process. Like, you just add it.
You have to have a water-soluble ingredient. Mm-hmm. If you have a powder product, you have to use a different type of isolate. It's crazy. But I'm learning, and thank God I have all the equipment, and I've got this great chemist that I'm working with, so yeah, that's great.
That's like really exciting. And then, so for the CBD stuff, is that going to be a mask, a spray, a lotion?
I cannot say.
Oh, okay.
Except for the pain relief thing that I'm working on, yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. My God, that's really exciting.
And I think that's great because, you know, me being an older lady, I need pain relief sometimes, and I love CBD pain relief, so why not make my own and give it to people at a better price, because the stuff that I'm buying is like $150.
Oh, no.
And that's just a little much for people.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and I can get the price down and give them the same product.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. And I can't wait to try that.
Oh, I will make sure you get samples, honey.
Thank you. So I want to know what's next for Beauty Kitchen.
So there's a lot coming up with Beauty Kitchen. Hopefully we're going to be doing the Tivoli store soon. Mm-hmm. I'm still working on budgets because you know how crazy that is.
Do you think you'd be opening that anytime this year or maybe like
next year? I think spring, but I think I'm going to go ahead and get the space and start working on it because when I opened Drops on it, like it was like literally got it done in like, what did we get that done in, Riley, like 2 weeks?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was insane. And I just can't put myself through that again.
That's like, a really, it's like, a lot.
Yeah, and I'm doing a ton of interviews. I just did the cover of a magazine. Mm-hmm. That's already out. I'm doing, like, tons of press for Beauty Kitchen and TV segments. And we're working towards the store at Tivoli. That's pretty much it. I mean, we've got, like, celebrity collabs coming out, but I can't say much about that yet. Yeah. I don't talk about it till the contract signed. And yeah, I'm going to be filming a couple really cool TV shows with Beauty Kitchen. So yeah, lots going on.
That's like really
always. Like my lot is like one fourth of my lot is like people's a lot. Like I'm always overdoing it.
No, I love it. And your store in Tivoli, is it going to look anything like this?
It is, but it's going to have a new brand spin. Ooh. So it's going to be Chevy Chic, but really cool. More neons, more floral wallpaper. Mm-hmm. We'll have the floral wall, of course.
Yeah.
There's a section in the store that is a whole separate room that we're going to have Beauty Kitchen workshop. So you can come in and do your own scrubs, soaks, your own perfumes, your own room sprays, like everything. All the ingredients will be there. 1, 2, 3, create your own.
Oh
yeah.
Gosh, that is going to be so fun for like birthdays or like any
I want to get with the girl there that has that kids party place because my store will be right across from hers.
Okay.
So hopefully we can work together, you know, girl boss, work together.
Yeah.
So
oh my
good.
Gosh, I love that. Yeah. I'm really excited. I can't wait till that store opens.
I know. I'm ready to get the space. I need to email them, but I've been so busy.
I'm ready for you to do that too.
I know, I'm excited. And it's right next door to Nick Lane, the furniture guy who does all Lisa Vanderpump's.
Oh, okay. I know
exactly. I'm friends with her daughter. Yeah. Okay. So that'll be great when they come in town. We can do events and stuff too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's so exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Is there anything else that you want to leave us off with here today?
Just follow me at Heather Mariana at Beauty Kitchen Junkie. Mm-hmm. And then if any of your people have any questions about Beauty Kitchen, shoot me an email. I'll make you a code.
Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
That way you can get your code out and all of your listeners can get a discount.
Yeah, that's really
secret
exciting.
Discount and like a free eye gel or something. We'll do
ooh,
something cool.
Yeah, I love
yeah,
that.
For
and
sure.
I'm sure all of my listeners will be so thankful for that. A ton of people have been asking me about Beauty Kitchen because I did mention it in one of my other podcasts of my
perfect
skin go-tos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now you have a lot of skin go-tos.
I know. I'm so excited.
Oh, and by the way, you can totally use this pumpkin scrub on your face. I've been using it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's pure. Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's really good to know. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
No, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, we have a lot of good stuff.
And I'm a little bit obsessed with your little recorder thing. Huh?
Thank you.
I always want to buy random things that I don't need. And I'm like, what is that?
You should totally do it. I think Beauty Kitchen should have their own podcast.
I know. If I only had the time, honey.
You'll make the time.
I'd rather just come on yours.
Well, you're always welcome.
All right. Thank you, honey.
Thank you so much. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to like and share and stay tuned for next week's episode.
And I'll like and share it too.
And right now, Beauty Kitchen Boutique will be giving all of my listeners 10% off your purchase, as well as a special surprise gift using promo code BubblegumKim. You may use this promo code online or in stores. And let me know what your favorite product is.